All right. We were talking about proud flesh.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right, if you get a little cut on your finger, what might you put on it? To
some sort of antiseptic, iodine, bacteria.
Okay. What is sometimes given as a tonic for malaria?
Quinine. That is, okay. It was a tonic. I thought it was something to cure malaria.
Well, I don't know.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. If a man was shot and didn't recover, you would say the man
died.
Okay. Any veiled way of saying that somebody's dead without saying he's dead?
He passed on. He expired.
All right. Any humorous way of saying somebody died? Being funny in a song or something. Very funny back.
Did he breathe his last?
Okay. You might say, I'm glad the old skin flint finally
passed on.
Okay. Okay. If you don't know why somebody died, you might say, I don't know what he died.
All from. I guess it's all.
Or which? I don't think there's any right or wrong. Which would you use?
What he died of? I guess I'd say I must say that first.
With, from, okay. Place where people are buried.
Cemetery.
Would there be any difference in a small one and a large one? Would it be called anything different?
One could call it be a graveyard, a small one, perhaps.
Do you know of any older usage, words that maybe were once used?
No. Graveyard. Of course, sometimes you have a family graveyard or a church graveyard.
Okay. The box that people are buried in.
Coffin.
Or what they put the body in before?
Casket.
Okay. The ceremony at the cemetery is called, or the ceremony at Patterson's?
Funeral service.
Okay. The people that are dressed in black, you would say they are in?
Mourning.
If somebody met you on the street and said, how are you today? And you're feeling just about average, you might say, oh,
I'm fine. We always say, I'm all right.
Okay. Middling.
What?
If somebody's troubled, and you might say to them, oh, it'll come out all right.
Don't worry.
Right. The disease in the joints that might be called what?
Rheumatism.
All right.
Arthritis.
A very severe sore throat with blisters on the inside of the throat that nobody gets anymore was
diphtheria.
Disease that makes you turn yellow.
Jaundice.
All right. When you have your appendix taken out, you say you had an attack of
appendicitis.
Okay. Somebody eats something that didn't agree with him and it wouldn't stay down. You'd say he had to
vomit.
Which would be more polite or crude? Vomit or throw up?
I don't like either one of them. I can't see many preferences, to tell you the truth.
If a person was vomited, you would say he was sicked